This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Iran on Saturday named a man it once arrested in connection with a recent explosion and power outage at its main Natanz nuclear plant as talks got underway in Vienna to try to save Tehran's 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. State TV said that Reza Karimi, the perpetrator of the sabotage, has been identified by Iran's intelligence ministry. It said that he fled Iran before last Sunday's blast that the Islamic Republic has now blamed on arch foe Israel. The television showed what it said was a photograph of the suspected perpetrator on a red card that had Interpol wanted written on it. The card listed his age as 43. State TV also aired footage of rows of what it said were centrifuges, which had replaced the ones damaged in the blast at the Natanz uranium enrichment plant. Meanwhile, Tehran's chief negotiator Saturday said that a new understanding is emerging at talks aimed at salvaging Iran's nuclear deal with global powers. Abbas Araghchi said after a meeting of remaining parties to the 2015 deal that the Iranian delegation had submitted proposed text on nuclear issues and the lifting of sanctions, and that work on a common text, at least in areas where there are common views, could begin. Araghchi was quoted as saying that while serious disagreements did remain, a new understanding appears to be emerging again. Tehran's chief negotiator Saturday saying that a new understanding is possibly coming about aimed at salvaging Iran's nuclear deal with global powers. This is VOA News. The world's two biggest carbon polluters and economies, the United States and China, have agreed to cooperate with other countries to curb climate change. This is just days before U.S. President Joe Biden hosts a virtual summit of world leaders to discuss that issue. State Department said in a statement Saturday that the agreement was reached by U.S. Special Envoy for Climate John Kerry and his Chinese counterpart during 2 days of talks in Shanghai last week. China and the United States pump out nearly half of the fossil fuel fumes that are warming the planet's atmosphere. Their cooperation is key to a success of global efforts to curb climate change, but frayed ties over human rights, trade, and China's territorial claims to Taiwan in the South China Sea have been threatening to undermine the efforts. U.S. President Joe Biden separately said on Saturday that he will increase the maximum number of refugees admitted this year to the United States from 15,000. The 15,000 cap was first set by his predecessor, former President Donald Trump. Biden said an order on Friday extending that cap through the government's fiscal year, which ends on September 30th. He shelved the plan to raise it to 62,500 and drew the ire of refugee advocates and some Democratic lawmakers. But as criticism mounted, the White House issued a statement saying Biden will set a final increased refugee cap for the remainder of this fiscal year by May 15th. The UN Refugee Agency says that flaring battles between Houthi rebels and government forces in the central province of Marib have left 40 civilian casualties in March alone. The UNHCR released a statement saying that at least 70 incidents of armed violence, including shelling, crossfire, and airstrikes, have caused injuries and deaths among civilians during the first quarter of 2021. The Czech Republic announced Saturday that it's expelling 18 Russian diplomats who it has identified as spies in a case related to a huge ammunition depot explosion in 2014. The prime minister said the move is based on unequivocal evidence provided by the Czech intelligence and security services that points to the involvement of Russian military agents in the massive explosion in an eastern town that killed two innocent fathers. There's more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.